This is my world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. This is my world. Well, that's kind of a dramatic, dominant way of talking. This is my world, sort of commanding, sort of demonstrating in a very definite way what you're thinking. Yes, that's true. When Jesus spoke to anyone who was ill, he said, "Pick up your bed and go. Arise, he only sleepeth." These were commands. These were not wimpy statements of saying, "If you'd like to, if it's your choice, if it's your choice to be well, get up and be well." Jesus didn't give a hoot and holler in hell whether they wanted to be well or not. Jesus said, "I am the Christ. I can only see you whole and perfect. I can only see you demonstrating your original purity and integrity. I can only see you being that which you are. This is my world. You're in my world. You came into my awareness for some reason. And so in my awareness, I can only see you fabulous. I can only see you fulfilled. It's not that you have a right to anything, or that you don't have a right to anything, but I have a right. I have a right to have in my world wholeness and perfection, or whatever I choose to demonstrate, choose to concentrate on, choose to put in my consciousness. I have the right to be me. I have the right to have any attitude, any experience that I choose in my world. This is my world. This is the only world that exists for me. This is my world. And I love my world. And I empower my world with every good and beautiful thing. My world is that which I am. My world is outstanding. My world is remarkable. My world is all that matters to me. And all that matters to you. This is my world. Now, where do you want your world to be? Where do you want your world to express itself, to demonstrate itself, to reveal itself? Where do you want it to be? Wherever you want it to be, surely that's where it is. Wherever you want your world to be, that's what it is. Wherever you want your world to experience, to demonstrate, to reveal, to shine forth, that's where it is. Now, nothing else in this universe matters, except that this is my world. And this is where I place my choices. This is where I make my decision as to what I'm going to think about, what I'm going to concentrate on. Am I going to be a beautiful soul, or am I going to be a terrible soul? Am I going to be the Christ, which everyone is, or am I going to pretend that I am not the Christ? Am I going to be God, which everyone is, or am I going to pretend not to be God? Am I going to pretend to be in charge of every activity in my life, or am I going to pretend that I am not in charge? Well, it's whatever you want to do. And you have the freedom of choice. I have the freedom of choice to take either direction. And it doesn't make any difference whatsoever which direction I take, which way I go. It doesn't matter one little bit whether I like me or don't like me. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter one little bit. The only thing that matters is whatever I choose to do at the moment. Whatever I choose to do. This is my world. And in my world, at one moment, I can be courteous, loving, and kind. In my world, at one moment, I can be distressed. In my world, at one moment, I can be chagrined, I can be confused, I can be amused, I can live in the state of chaos. And chaos is the maximum state of confusion, where really all is in balance and order, only I don't have the ability to see it. I don't have the ability to see the bigger picture of how things actually work out, but I do. All I have to do is say, Now I know how it's done. Or I can go bit by bit, little by little. I can demonstrate point by point and experience everything that is beautiful and wonderful. And as I go point by point, I'm having such a wonderful time in doing it that I love being in my world. I love being master of my world. I love being creator of my world. If I ever say to myself, this is my world, because that's where I'm living, and I don't say to myself, I am in charge of my world. Every thought that is considered in my world is a thought I allow to be. Every action that's done in my world, I have allowed to be. Every thing that is brought forth into my world, a creation, an object, or any attitude, this is my world. I have brought it into being. Now, do I want that? Do I want that in my world? Do I want to bring that forth in my being? Or do I want to not bring that forth? It's a decision I have a choice to make. This is my world, and as an absolute philosopher, I think about that. I consider that. I know that. And I feel very content with that. And as I feel content and know and consider and think about that, I experience that in the fullness of its being, in the fullness of its expression. I was looking at some words of a writer yesterday, and he's writing from Nigeria. He's writing a thesis. And as he writes his thesis, he seems to have great joy in creating new words. He's creating new words that apparently are not in the dictionary. And his new words are conjoining the beginning of a word and the end of a word together, where such words had not been used before. But when you look at the two aspects of the word, and then you see them used as one, you say, that's a new approach. That's a wonderful new way of looking at it. That's an indefatigable way. You cannot defeat it. You cannot run it down. You cannot beat it up, because it is just there. And one of the ways that we at the university here have been using words is by putting the word ness on the end of it. Beingness, lovingness, loving-kindness. Well, these are words, you've heard them before, but godliness. And the dictionary doesn't want to let me have beingness. It says being is adequate in itself without the ness. And I want beingness because I just like it. I think that it's has a nice ring to it. And so I create this. Now, as a conjoined word, it is acceptable. It is there in part, and together it is equally there. You see, this is my world. And in my world, if I want to create new words, if I want to create new impacts, new pictures, new attitudes, I can do that. And there's no one who can take it away from me. Because as I listen to the British English, and I hear how the British English is being spoken, I find it very different from the American English. I find it very charming. It's understandable, but it's a little difficult because sometimes they have different affectations. Now, I'm sure they would say the same thing about American English. They say the British English is the Queen's English, the King's English, and it's great. And the way these Americans slaughter the English language is terrible. Well, don't worry about that. Go to Europe and be an American in Europe and speak English as you're talking to people. And then they will tell you to speak a little of their European languages. And so you struggle away at their European language to say what you want to say. And you mispronounce their words, and you mispronounce their concepts, and you put words together that in their language don't mean the same thing that it means in the English language. So you see, What sort of an attitude have we got there? What sort of world? This is my world. And in my world, I speak English. In my world, I speak articulate English. In my world, I speak English that is understood by everybody. Whenever I speak, everyone can understand me and can know exactly what I'm intending to say and to express myself in being. It's my world. And it's a wonderful thing. Well, I respect that. I respect it. I want people to know what I am saying. I want people to know what I'm thinking. That's why I talk. Otherwise, I would be silent. I want people to be one with my life and my world and my being. And to do so, I must communicate articulately. I must communicate in a clear, concise manner. And that is what I do. And if I ever become slovenly, if I ever become inadequate in using the English language, I'll go back to my native tongue, which is, for me, the English language. But for some other person, it might be a different language. It's like the Germans. They have always had so much difficulty with the V and the W. And the V and the W, in English terms, they find it to be mispronounced because they sort of settle back and think, oh, I speak good English, oh, I speak this very well, and I speak that. If it's not your mother tongue, you have to give it all the more attention to do it more beautifully. If it's your mother tongue, you are seeking to improve your way of presenting whatever that tongue may be in its most beautiful, articulate way. I enjoyed what Ellen said about Stefan Strathley. She said his book is written in the most beautiful German language that she has ever read. He has taken the German vernacular and expressed his philosophy so articulately and so beautifully that whoever reads it feels like they are having a love affair with the philosophy and with the language itself. Now, what a compliment. What a compliment. That's his native tongue. That's his native language. And he is using it, speaking it, and saying it well, and it is great. So we immediately put a cause in motion for whatever direction we want to go in life. And as we put this cause in motion, then that's the experience that we have. That's the life that we have, and that's the world that we have. Now, I just received a call from one of our students, and she is a very lovely lady, and she wanted to call and talk about a healing need that she had. And I said to her, I'm right in the middle of preparing one of my talks. Would you call me back later? She says, I'd be delighted to call you back later. And I said, but know that my love surrounds you right now, and all is in divine order for you. She says, well, that's what I wanted to hear. And that's it. This is my world. And in my world, I take charge even at the moments when I'm doing other things, such as I'm giving this talk right now. No matter what happens, I am not frustrated or bothered. I just shut down for a moment and take care of it, and then come back to whatever it is. That's the wonderful thing about this recorder that I have, this little Olympus here. I am able to press record in the middle of my talk, and it stops and pauses for a moment. I guess that'd be called a pause. And as it pauses for a moment, then when I press it again, it's like I had never stopped, and it just continues beautifully. This is my world. And I love it. I love it with all of the diversity and all of the imagination it has. I create people calling me because this morning I set my phone next to me. So as I sit here giving my wonderful talks, I can take the phone instantly and do something about it. But I created the call coming. So if I don't want calls, I create myself out of the reach of the telephone. I create myself out of the reach of being reached. And as I do that, then I am truly the master. I am truly the one who decides what it is that I want in my world. This is my world. And I love it. It's a wonderful world. And it's a world that you can have for yourself too, by just saying to everything, this is my world, and with love and with peace and with acceptance, say, all is good and very good, and it is done now. Have a lovely day, and know, my beloved absolute philosophers, you are an absolute philosopher right now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.